Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back with me in the middle of this week. And we are continuing, and actually on our last day of airing an interview that I was able to do with Heather Kim on the Good News Cruise. We were spending a week with different guests diving into God's Word. And this is just some of the conversation I was able to have with Heather, continuing from these last 2 days on Ephesians chapter 1. What does it mean that God lives inside of us? And how can Jesus become our treasure? So I hope you enjoy this last part of the conversation.
The Holy Spirit wants to empower us, but deeper and deeper every single day, whether it's in the quiet of your own heart, you know, whether you go up on the, I was up on that top deck this morning, just in a little corner by myself, whether you're up there alone, whether it's through a talk that you hear today, whether it's in Mass, that the Holy Spirit wants to deepen a revelation of the person of Jesus, of His beauty and His majesty and His glory, to say He is the treasure, you know, like He is worth it. And just like those times, thinking of those times in my own life, you know, like when the Spirit reveals that to me, you know, and like, because that's undergirding all of this, you know, of like that He's so worth it because of who He is, and the Holy Spirit helps us, you know, with that.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we can think, well, you know, that kind of like deep communion is only when we get to heaven, you know? Of course, that's going to be unmatched. Like, we won't be able to see God with unveiled faces, you know, all of that, for sure. But God does want us to experience communion with Him deeply, right here, right now, in the midst. Like, that's the whole story of the Incarnation, is He did not stay away, that He came to us. He wanted to be not just with us, but one of us, like, enter into our life, our suffering, our real experiences. And so I think that that's a significant part of, if Jesus is going to be the treasure in our lives, that it's not just something that's out there that we're sort of like trying to get to one day, but that He is actually dwells right here within us, that He's not out there somewhere for me to find. He's right here. This is the theology of what we believe. It's the indwelling of the Trinity. You know, in our baptism, we receive this. Over and over again, it's in Scripture. Like, it says straight up out of Scripture, do you not know that Jesus Christ lives in you? I mean, that is the meditation for the rest of my life, really. Yeah. I'm like, He's right here, closer than my skin. I have access to Him, to His power, to His love, to His forgiveness, so close to me. Whereas I think for most of my life, I thought He was far away, and I somehow had to really struggle to get there.
Yeah.
It just flips all of that
it's
on
so
its
beautiful.
Head, which is very powerful.
It makes you think of, did anyone go to Mass today yet? Or read the first reading? That reading, it's Solomon, you know, after he builds the temple, and he has this great little prayer that he says to God. And I mean, the first part is so beautiful because he's like, there's no one greater than you, all this kind of stuff. But the second paragraph, he starts and he's like, how can you, this God that I described, who are so great, how is it possible that you come to dwell on earth? And he's referring to the temple that he just built, this glorious thing. He's like, how is it possible that you come to dwell in the ark? And it just is this statement of wonder and awe. And I was just thinking about that as you said that, of like, even to revere ourselves in that way of like, Lord, how is it possible that you come to dwell here? You know, like, you who are greater than all the heavens, how is it possible? Which goes back to what we were saying about being chosen and destined, you know, of like,
we're
how is
temple.
It possible
yeah.
that
we're
you come
temple.
To dwell here,
exactly.
You know? Because a lot of us, we don't like here. We're like, here? No way, you know? Maybe in Heather. Definitely in Father John Ricardo. You know, like, it's that's possible. But, you know, not in here. And I've learned so much from you, Heather, about even cultivating just in the quiet, that inner place in your heart. Maybe just for a minute, could you just speak on that? Even here for the next week, like on a big ship like this, where there's so much to do, there's so much fun, like how do you take steps in like cultivating that secret place in your heart for Christ to dwell?
Yeah, I think first of all, it comes with just knowing that that's there, that the Lord dwells here. Becoming very aware of that, like meditating on that actually, every day to just go, maybe you close your eyes, maybe you put your hand on your chest. I do that all the time because it just makes me more aware of that truth. Like, Lord, you're right here. I'm never alone, ever. Oh, wow, there's so many places in my life where I feel maybe alone or isolated or I got to figure it all out by myself. What a comfort. So I just go, Lord, can you let that truth just bring comfort to all the places? You know? So it just begins with one, pondering the deep truth of that. And then I think secondly, it's spending time with Jesus there and talking to Him. And just simple prayers like, Lord, I desire to be in union with you. I give everything to you. I just want to come back to you, Lord, for the ways that I've strayed or just gotten distracted. I just want to come back to you. And the more that you cultivate that, like I can be in the grocery store and I'm shopping, but I'm also sneak away to the secret place, you know, and have a little chat with Jesus. And
even in Costco.
Really, it's, yeah. Really fun. It's really funny because I was like deeply meditating on this part of my life. I'm in the grocery store. I just thought of this right now. I'm in the grocery store one day and I'm checking out. And this is so normal. I'm just like checking out my stuff. And this lady is behind me and she just keeps sort of looking at me like she wants to talk to me. And I was like, I just sort of looked at her normally.
Yeah.
And I smiled. And so then because I smiled, she goes, were you just buying food there for your family? Like, she just wanted to, like, strike up a conversation. I said, yeah, I'm just going to make dinner for my mom and dad. And I just looked at her, and I smiled. And she goes, oh. And she goes, oh, gasps. And tears start coming down her face. And she says, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's happening.
Wow.
And she said, I just feel loved.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, Jesus in me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she saw. You know, and it's not just because, oh, special Heather, Jesus in you. Like, I'm like, that's my prayer. Yeah. I want people to see Jesus in me. And it's like the Lord just allowed this little moment for me to see, Heather, the more that you live in this reality, people are going to encounter me and not just you. And I'm like, that is my deepest prayer. Lord, would they please encounter you and not me? And I said to her, you are loved. Mm. You're deeply loved. Like, and that was it. And then I was like, Lord, bless that woman. Whatever you're doing in her heart, like when she's alone tonight, like just speak to her, Lord. Like wherever she needs your love, just pour it into her heart, you know? Mm. So it can be very simple, very simple. Yeah. But this is, in all reality, this is the meditation for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Like this has been ongoing for a while and it's been bearing the most fruit in my
experience. Yeah, that's so good. Yeah. And I love what Peter says, something amazing. He says, it's Christ in you.
Yes.
The hope of glory.
Exactly.
You know, like Christ lives in me, but it's Christ in me that is, you know, it says here to live for the praise of his glory. And he says, now this is the new life. Mm-hmm. And it's not like some big spiritual thing up here that it's like, oh, we're always floating off the ground and all this stuff. It's in the grocery store. It's in your lives with your families. It's in, you know, it's on the ship as we're passing, you know, or with people and with your grandchildren, whatever, wherever it is. And that's how this amazing word of you saying, this is the reality. Mm-hmm. Of who you are, and Christ, who through your baptism, right, who sealed you with the Holy Spirit, has changed your nature. And so the nature actually in the grocery store that woman is seeing coming out of Heather is the very nature of Christ in just a small interaction. And it's so beautiful. And my dad was saying recently, he's 67. You know, as he's getting older, he has had sleep problems for a while. He's had sleep apnea for a while. But he's like, as I'm getting older, I never sleep through the night. And he's like, almost every single night I wake up at 3 a.m, you know, and I don't go back to sleep. I can't go back to sleep. And so for a while he was like listening to audiobooks, like without headphones. And my mom's like, you need to stop. Cause she would wake up and it'd be like on the pillow, you know, like blasting. And she's like, I can't listen to this. But he was like, I just every night, you know, he's like, at first I would get really like, oh, I'm so mad. I can't go back to sleep. Or now I'm going to get this many hours or whatever it is. And he was saying the other day, he's like, now I just lay there, and as Heather's saying, he's like, I just put my hand on my heart. And he's like, sometimes I'll pray the rosary, sometimes I'll, you know, say scripture verses, but mostly I just put my hand on my heart and I just talk to Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
And just very simply, he's like, I don't go into my problems. I just am like, hi, Jesus, I love you. You know, like, and he's like, I've had some of my most intimate prayer times almost every night in the middle of the night, just laying in my bed, looking up at the ceiling, like, cultivating that inner place, you know. And I think sometimes when we hear like deep intimacy or spiritual marriage or that inner secret place, we think like these big theological things, and the simplicity of just going to that place with the Lord, of being like, I don't have to find you. You're already here. And what do you want to say to me? And what do I want to say to you? You know, there's a Bible scholar who I love, and my dad actually taught me this too. He said, you know, even in prayer, when we're reading the scripture, it's just like if Jesus says something back or you're feeling his love or whatever, just like in very simple ways, just responding, Jesus, thank you. Show me more. Mm-hmm. And just like the simplicity of those prayers, or the simplicity of the prayers that you were sharing, of just like, that's all it takes. You know, it's just that simplicity of like, okay, you're here. Show me more. Reveal yourself to me more. Holy Spirit, show me more of Jesus. Jesus, what do you want to say to me? Jesus, thank you for this day. You know, just these little prayers, just giving our heart to Jesus, just in a very intimate way, you know?
Yeah, and it is more of a posture of abiding versus striving. You know, it's not that we shouldn't do things to cooperate with God's grace. We need to put in some effort, you know. But instead of grasping, it's like, more receptive, more mm-hmm. just staying close to him,
yeah.
and abiding in his presence.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I want to take a few minutes to pray, you know, because we're going to move on, but most normally, if you ever listen to the show, you know this is about the pace that we go, you know, a couple verses. Because isn't it amazing where we start? And then where the Holy Spirit just begins to push on doors, and then he's like, go here, go here. And then how the Holy Spirit speaks to each and every one of us. Because as we've been sitting here, the Holy Spirit's not just like, oh, I'm going to talk to Heather and Rachel, but the Holy Spirit's speaking to you. The Holy Spirit wants to speak to your heart, and that there's something that the Lord was stirring and speaking, that Jesus wants to sit with you throughout the entire day. He wants to abide with you. He wants to walk with you today. And so, Heather, can you just pray for us just in what we've been talking about? And I just want to invite you to just, in whatever way you're comfortable, you close your eyes, just be in a posture of prayer, because I think the Holy Spirit just wants to end our time together and speak to us. Yeah.
Sure. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we thank you for our time together. We thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you want to speak to us, that you want to encourage us, that you want to give us words that can hold our hearts in hopeful anticipation of your promises. God, I pray that you would illuminate our hearts in this dwelling place that you have made within each of us. Lord, that you would open our eyes, our spiritual eyes, to see you here right within us, that you would make us more aware of your presence, that we would experience the comfort of your closeness, the comfort of your love right here with us, that we are never alone, that we have strength coming from you to face any struggle, suffering, battle, hardship, difficulty, relationship that we might be going through, that you are right here for us to give us all the grace that we need. Jesus, I pray that each of us would experience deeper union with you. That's what it's all about. That you would help us to receive all that you have for us. I pray your blessing upon all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much, Heather. And I just, as we're praying, I feel like the Holy Spirit's just, for me, who's speaking to me, of just inviting me today to just pay attention to what place I'm living from in my heart, to just pay attention to if I'm living from that place of abiding, if I'm living, like yesterday we talked about, that place of chosenness, if I'm living today from that place of what the Lord is giving me, of how he's equipping me, and from that reality, like, I honestly just, as we're sitting here, I'm just so moved by that simple reality of Jesus lives in me. He lives in me, and as I'm going through my interactions, as I'm walking around, as I'm gambling at the casino, just kidding, I lose all my money. But maybe if I invite Jesus, he'll win the money. You know? But the reality of Jesus, as I'm interacting with others, as I'm sitting at dinner, as I'm exploring, am I actually living from that place? Jesus lives in me. This is the reality of who you are. And just that invitation from the Holy Spirit to just pay attention. You know, pay attention to the movements of your heart. Pay attention to how Jesus wants to vacation with you this week. And what place am I living from? Am I living from that reality of my chosenness, of that Christ dwells in me, that I'm his temple? Or am I striving? Am I running around frantic? So thank you so much, Heather, for being with us and for diving into God's word. Yeah. And thank you all for being here. Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us again today, friends, with our last conversation that I had with Heather Kim back on the Good News Crew. Such a beautiful conversation we were able to have, and I was so inspired by her. We're going to continue with Ephesians 1 over the next couple of days and wrap up a little bit of some of the verses about God speaking to us. So join us again tomorrow as we continue in God's Word.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.